I started going bird hunting when I was 10 years old. My family, my dad was huge into it, and he wanted to, you know, bring me into that tradition. And I was a terrible shot. I couldn't hit anything, you know, if my life depended on it. And we go year after year, you know, weekend after weekend, and every time a bird would get up, and, you know, I'd do everything I thought I was supposed to do. I'd line up the gun, I'd look down the barrel, and then I would just completely whiff, you know, no matter if it was, you know, 5 yards or 15 yards away. It was a disaster. And statistically speaking, it would seem after 3 years that of going every weekend for the 45-day season that I would just think, yeah, this is not worth it, you know. But of course, my dad dragged me into it, you know, because I was a little kid. But I remember finally when I was 13 years old, we had a bird get up, the dog went on point, it flew straight up. It was like hitting like a cabbage ball, you know, on a tee. And I finally did it. And I was like, I was so excited. I was thrilled. And I couldn't believe that it happened. And I think this is sort of the mindset that we need to have spiritually in regards to Lent. We read in the psalm, the Lord remembers his covenant forever. I think a lot of times in Lent, we get to the point of around this time where we look back and we say, once again, we've wasted another Lent. You know, it was a Lent that we had a bunch of resolutions we didn't keep, or perhaps we did keep the resolutions and they haven't made us the saint that we desire to be. You know, we resolved to grow closer to the Lord this Lent in the way that we envisioned, and yet we never did it. And it's easy to just limit the Lord's activity to the way that we've related to him in the past, whether we've been in the spiritual life for a year, 50 years, you know, 100 years, it doesn't matter. The way that we relate to the Lord in our own spiritual life is a drop of the bucket, is a drop in the bucket of the way that the Lord relates to his people Israel. For the Israelites, you know, their spirituality wasn't just about them and the Lord, right? It wasn't just like, okay, the Lord has done these things in my life. I found this to work in my prayer, this fasting or these good deeds I've noticed have changed my life. But for them, it's their faith is communal and it reaches back in time. You know, they have the faith of Abraham. So this is why the psalmist says, look to the Lord in his strength. Recall the wondrous deeds that he has wrought, his portents and the judgments he has uttered. We don't worship a God of, you know, experience or sentiments or spirit or even spiritual fruitfulness or effectivity. We worship a God of history, someone, a God who has actually acted, and whose deeds we can put faith in and say, Lord, doesn't matter if this Lent hasn't worked out the way I wanted it to. The fact is that Easter Sunday will be reliving that you actually rose from the dead, and that I can actually put faith in that, and that that is a reality. So this Lent, no matter where we've been, you know, in our journey with the Lord, I know for me it's been 1 year again of not being where I want it to be. Just to look forward, to press ahead, to throw our anchor of hope, to get outside of our solipsistic egoism, and to really look outside and to look at what the Lord has done, put hope in that, and press forward.